I'm not quite sure that I want to adopt yet. You know, it might be worth it to, you know, lock it up now and get the domain as a defensive practice.
Hey there, gang. Welcome back to Future Proof, episode number 148, to be exact. How you doing, by the way? Hope you're doing well. I'm Bill Sheridan. I'm your host. Let's get things rolling with this, shall we? This week's show is sponsored by the Business Learning Institute, which delivers competency-based curriculum, courses, content, and community to maximize career trajectories and grow intellectual capital for organizational and executive leadership. Hundreds of courses by dozens of instructors, including, by the way, yours truly, and unlimited customization. Find out how the Business Learning Institute can help you by visiting blionline.org. So today we're going to talk about .cpa. Heard of it? You might have. It's been around for a little while anyway. It's a new domain that's available exclusively to CPAs. There are, there's a lot of benefits involved with this domain for you, for your clients. It's been out there since earlier this year, and we thought now would be a good time to kind of take stock of where we're at. How are things working with this domain? How many folks have made use of it? What are they doing that's worked? What lessons have they learned? What would they have done differently? All that stuff just sounded like a good time to see where we're at in terms of this new solution. And here with me this week to make sense of all this is Chris Cromer. Chris is a technology expert focused on the applications, networking, infrastructure, compliance, and security for the CPA.com web properties, which include CPA.com, AICPAStore.com, Rivio.com, and the CPA.com email service, and by extension, the .cpa domain. So in short, he knows what he's talking about. And there are, you know, a million different reasons to zero in on a .cpa domain. Jonathan Satterfield from Drive Business Solutions, he offers just a few. Here's what he had to say. He said, quote, "I'm a firm believer that in 5 to 10 years, a younger generation will search the internet for a CPA." Searching the internet. Wow, imagine that. Yes. But, you know, typically you don't search the internet for service providers like that, right? But anyway, he says, in the not too distant future, that's how people are going to find their CPAs. And if your site isn't verified, like .gov or .mil, they're going to wonder if you're legitimate or not. And he says, quote, "We didn't get the CPA license to hang on a wall. We got it to use it. A .cpa domain gives me the opportunity to use it even without saying a word, presenting us as an authority in the accounting industry before somebody even talks about us," end quote. So yeah, good stuff there. Important stuff, important benefits to this thing. It is important. And there's a legitimacy involved here, right? And this domain provides that. So I was just curious where we stood at this point. The .cpa domain came out at the beginning of this year. It's been 6 months or so since then. So what's been happening, right? What's happening next? And so Chris Cromer is here this week to give us a little insight into where we are with .cpa and how many folks have signed up to get their domain, what it all means for them, the benefits this domain offers, all of that stuff. So sort of a brief lead into this week's show, but there you go. Let's find out more, shall we, about .cpa and where it stands and what it offers. Good stuff, important stuff this week. Here is my conversation with Chris Cromer. Chris, thanks for being here. I guess my first question, I'm curious, what kind of reaction have you guys received so far from the .cpa effort?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. We've had numerous firms reach out to us, you know, thanking us for bringing .cpa to the profession. You know, you think about what would have happened had .cpa been won by another organization and they, you know, didn't launch it as a restricted TLD. So it could have been, you know, open to anybody, and that would have been bad for the profession. So, you know, we had a lot of thanks for that, and the response has, like I said, been very, very positive.
About how many firms have signed up at this point?
So we have around 4,000 firms and around 6,400 domains, and it grows every day. So we still have a lot of people signing up on a daily basis, and the trend continues up.
I'm kind of curious, what's have been some of, I don't know, like the most unique uses for the new domain that you've seen so far?
Several, really. The large, you know, top 100, top 500 firms, you know, we see them kind of obviously, you know, they buy a wide range of domains, everything from, you know, industry terms and those terms combined with their brand to, you know, geographic areas and other terms. You know, it never surprises me as I, you know, manage the list of domains as I scroll through it. I always see something interesting, you know, that jumps out at me within just a few domains. So there's lots of interesting stuff there. And another that I'd point out would be Julio Acosta at Acosta Tax. This is a use case that we have on our website, domains.cpa. And what he did was he bought a wide range of names, industry terms, geographic areas, and got his brand centered on a .cpa domain, and then uses the other domains for marketing purposes, you know, search engine optimization and search engine marketing. He uses those to redirect back to his primary identity domain to help with his advertising efforts. So we see a lot of cases like that, and really there's a wide range because everybody's needs are different. But yeah, lots of unique use cases.
Well, that brings up a good point because, you know, for firms that haven't yet signed up but are thinking about it or would like to, that they should be thinking beyond just like the firm name, right? And thinking more broadly in terms of, you know, areas of expertise, for instance, or geographical areas or whatever the case may be. So they don't have to be limited, right, in just the firm name itself.
Exactly. And that was actually a common question when we first launched was, you know, am I restricted to just using my firm name? Can I get something beyond that? You know, a lot of people really had a concern about that. They weren't sure. And it really boils down to what the laws or regulations are in your jurisdiction. So long as you follow those, and you'll find that, you know, nearly all jurisdictions are very liberal there. So, you know, and you know, what we're seeing is just that, right? We're seeing a wide range of very, very creative domains and very creative use cases, which is just great for the profession.
Tell me again, why should individually licensed CPAs and firms make use of this resource? What's really in it for them?
What's in it for them is first and foremost, a huge upgrade to the brand, right? When, you know, as I scan around looking at, you know, CPA websites and email addresses, what we see is, you know, a lot of very long .com domains or .org or .net. And you see a lot of people using Gmail accounts. And, you know, although there's nothing wrong with that, we all know it's very hard to get a short, highly relevant domain in any one of the three common legacy TLDs, .com, .net, or .org. It's very hard. And then even on Gmail or any public mail system, getting a good username is incredibly difficult as well. So first and foremost, you're going to get a huge increase on your brand by getting a short, highly relevant domain where the TLD is .cpa. So visually, a client just looking at your domain or your email address knows immediately your firm or your, you know, individual identity and that you're a CPA. So they know exactly who they're working with. Without that, you know, there's a lot of guessing and they have to, you know, go to your site and look and do some more work. So I think there's a huge, huge uplift on brand. There's also the security. So because we are running this as a restricted TLD, you get a benefit there of reducing your security risk. We do not allow internationalized domain names. And the reason for that is, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm a technologist, and that, you know, security is a big thing for me. I'm, you know, well-versed in security. This is an area that most security people don't even think about is the domain name. I mean, when they're focused on security, it's all about border security, networking devices, and desktop security. They don't really think a lot about domain names, but there is definitely a lot of risk there because that is your identity. The benefit there is we're making it very difficult for cyber criminals because they can't just go out like they can in .com and buy a lookalike domain and then use that to try to spoof your clients. In .cpa, it's restricted to just CPAs and CPA firms. You know, we're monitoring it for malware and other malicious software that can appear in systems as well. And then we're also keeping out cyber squatters. So most top-level domains, when they launch, cyber squatters come in and they buy up, you know, thousands of domain names, hoping to sell them back to people and make a profit. Once again, as a restricted TLD, this keeps them out and keeps all of these very highly desired domains available for CPA firms and CPAs. So the two biggest, there's more benefits, but those are really the two biggest ones, is the uplift to your brand and the reducing your security risks.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What are some of the common questions that you're getting about .cpa at this point?
Common questions are, at this point, because we've been launched for around 8 months now, is all about adoption. So how do I set up an email address with my new domain? How do I set up a website? We have purposely made .cpa very open so that the registrants can go wherever they want to get services like an email platform or a website builder. So we've kept that flexibility there. And because it's so flexible, you know, we do get a lot of questions about that. It's like, well, you know, I'm trying to use Wix or I'm trying to use some other website builder and I'm kind of stuck on this question. So we get a lot of those and our support team is standing by. We have a chat bot on the site that they can use to engage with our support team. They can also email us at support@domains.cpa. And, you know, we try to help everybody with whatever question they may have. If we can't answer it, we're going to get them to the right person who can, including other vendors. So get a lot of questions about adoption. In the beginning, there was also a lot of questions about, can I buy more than one domain name? So being restricted, you know, I think puts in people's minds immediately that, you know, there's restrictions on those things. And there really isn't. You know, you can buy as many domains as you like. And whatever fits your needs, really hope that firms are thinking, you know, like a cost tax, you know, thinking about the marketing and about the brand protection, and getting and doing an adequate job there to make sure that, you know, if I buy just one domain, is that really going to be enough? Do I need to buy another version of it, you know, to protect my brand or to help me market this down the road? Mm-hmm. So yes, you can buy as many domains as you like. And then they also ask you, well, is there a certain, you know, can I buy this for, you know, 5 years in the future, 7 years in the future? And once again, the answer is yes, you can buy it up to 10 years, which is a limit for all top level domains. You can't register any domain name for more than 10 years. So we got that limit as well.
Aside from questions, what are you hearing from firms that have signed up to use it? What kind of feedback are you guys getting about the domain and what firms like about it?
Well, I'll point back once again to the resources section on our website. We have some great videos, testimonials from customers. There's Driven Business Solutions, I think, is a great video that speaks directly to that. They went out, they had drivenbiz.com, and they love the fact that they can now be driven.cpa and rebrand themselves. They were, you know, following .cpa from well before we launched to the launch and were early adopters. And they also really like the security aspect, right? They like that it's exclusive to the profession, that it's more secure, and the association of .cpa being kind of like .gov, which it is. You know, .gov is restricted to just U.S. government entities, and .cpa is restricted to CPAs and CPA firms. So there's a lot of similarities between the two top-level domains, and that really creates trust. I mean, when you see a .gov address, Most people immediately have a lot more trust over a .com or a .net or one of the other 1,200 other TLDs that have launched from since 2012. So our choice to keep this as a restricted TLD has resonated with the profession.
That's great. And you mentioned your resource section. What other resources do you have for firms that may have registered but need help with the next step in the process or other kind of questions? What kind of resources are out there for them?
Great question. We also have a manage your domain section on our website. So on resources and manage your domain, we have a lot of videos as well as white papers on, you know, how do I use my domain? We have Bill Hartzer, who's an SEO expert, and he goes through setting up a website and doing, you know, SEO tagging. Brian Tankersley from K2, he did a great video on using his own .cpa domain and setting up email with it, going step by step. It's actually very thorough, very helpful for a lot of customers. So we have a lot of material out there that helps people both understand the benefits of .cpa as well as how to adopt and use it. And we have a lot more content in the works as well. You know, this is one of the areas where I think we can never do enough is putting material out there to, especially like step-by-step instructions or going really deep in certain topic areas. We have more of that planned, and we'll be expanding those areas of the website here very soon.
Chris, why did the AICPA decide to acquire the .cpa domain?
First and foremost, it was really to protect the CPA brand and the profession. If you look at what's occurring, there have been other professions where entities have obtained the TLD or acronym that they use to identify their profession with, like I think it's .law or .lawyer is an entity that is a domain industry player, and they're not the American Bar Association. So when these domain entities, you know, obtain a TLD and they make it open and unrestricted to the world, it can tarnish or diminish the brand. And I think Doctor is a good example. There was a lot of press about Doctor in the past, where you had people registering domains like the Bike Doctor or the Car Doctor, which, you know, for most people, when you hear doctor, you think of a medical professional. And there were several lawsuits about this. And in the end, they sided with doctor being more of a common term. And so they are allowing things like the Bike Doctor, the Car Doctor, and so forth. So for the AICPA, it was very important to protect the brand, to protect the CPA designation, and make this a restricted TLD so that only CPA firms and CPAs were using it, and keeping that identity.
On the individual side, how should individuals be thinking about using this, or how are they? What are you seeing at this point?
I think that we're seeing this, and I see this is what they should also do at the same time is, you know, people just starting out, you just became a CPA, you know, you get the domain, it's, you know, you're probably going to use your name, but you could get an industry term as well. And you'll acquire one, and you'll probably set it up as an individual as more of like a resume site. We've seen a few of these that have been done really well. You know, hey, whatever your name is, I'm CPA, and kind of have your resume there as an individual. And then who knows where your career is going to go, right? Am I going to start a firm later on? Am I going to, just be working at a firm? But if you get the domain now while we have all these really great domain names still available, you kind of set yourself up for success later because, wow, I got this great domain. It's in the .cpa TLD. As I use my credential later in my career, this is going to be very valuable. And that's really what we're seeing in how we think people should be thinking about these domains for both, you know, people starting out as well as people that are already well on in their CPA career.
What are some of the more creative domains that you've seen so far as people have signed up for this?
That's a great question. You know, I really love that question because there are some really, really creative, interesting domains. I was doing some work this morning and saw a few that actually stood out to me. TaxGuy.cpa, LifeCycle.cpa, Trademarks.cpa. We've got a lot of great industry terms, Realtor.cpa, Construction, Dental. The list just kind of goes on and on. We also see creativity with multiple terms. You know, there's obviously a single term is very relevant, but multiple terms is relevant as well, where people will be combining a term like tax or audits or assurance along with their brand. And then, you know, .cpa is the TLD. Lots and lots of creativity. You know, those were just a few that just jumped to the top of my mind. There's plenty more of those.
How does this kind of play into the future of the profession and building future-ready CPAs? I mean, what does that future look like to you in terms of, and how .cpa plays into that vision?
Sure. So .cpa, we're going to be going global with .cpa. So that'll start later this year. And I think that's something that, you know, anybody who's been on the fence about, you know, should I get a .cpa domain? If they, you know, if they haven't done it yet, they should really think about that, because as we onboard more countries, you know, that use the CPA designation, there's going to be more possibility of someone else having the same brand or name as you here in the United States. So I just think that that's something people should consider and think about is, you know, I get it. This is early. I'm not quite sure that I want to adopt yet. You know, it might be worth it to, you know, lock it up now and get the domain as a defensive practice. Mm-hmm. So for .cpa, we're definitely going global, and this is going to be used in other countries than the US, and really help the CPA brand globally.
What does the future of domains look like?
You know, whenever we talk about the future of .cpa, one of the things that it resonates with me, knowing the industry, you know, you have these 1,200 plus TLDs that have launched. The public has already accepted them, right? You have .io, .xyz, and there's millions of domains in use in those TLDs. And you see them on TV now too. You know, I watch a lot of golf and on the polos and other branding there, I see, you know, new TLDs all the time, right? So the public has accepted it, but, you know, it's been, you know, almost 10 years and adoption, you know, takes time, especially with these things, but there's a lot of innovation going on in domains. You know, we've had roughly 30 years now where a domain was just a domain. You know, you used it for your email and your website, and it was pretty boring. Right. But now you have Google with .new, where the domain name becomes an action, right? Mm-hmm. If you go into your web browser today and type document.new, it'll automatically open up a new Google Doc for you to begin editing. And there's been other companies that have registered .new addresses like bill.com and some others that we're familiar with. The requirement there in .new is that whatever domain name you register, you're going to use it as an action. So when someone goes in the web browser and types whatever your name is .new, that it'll do something. It'll create a new document or wants a new audit engagement, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of creativity going on. On the crypto side, you have Ethereum and others who are now using domain names as wallet addresses. So rather than have that 40-digit cryptic, you know, wallet address that you can get wrong, you know, you can use a domain name and say, oh, you want to transact with me, just send it to, you know, chris.cpa or what have you, if you want to exchange cryptocurrency. Those are just two cases. There's many, many others where people are getting really creative in how they're using an entire top-level domain and domains themselves. So I think over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see that creativity actually making its way into the market and people using domains for a lot more than just a website and email. So, you know, this is an area where, you know, and what's relevant for .cpa is, hey, you know, .com is kind of the, it's kind of the old, you know, right, trend. Now we should really be thinking about these new TLDs, what they can do for us, maybe, you know, and not just what they can do for us right now, but what is going to happen in the future, you know, 5 years, 10 years from now, with all of these new technological advances that are occurring, especially around crypto and blockchain and others, that how is that going to affect me? And, you know, if I get on one of these new TLDs now, you know, maybe I can benefit from that, you know, in the future.
Fantastic. Chris, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for your insights. This has been a great conversation, and I'm sure one that a lot of firms are going to be interested in continuing as time goes on. So thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Great stuff there from Chris Cromer, technology expert focused on the applications, networking, infrastructure, compliance, and security for the CPA.com web properties. And hey, you know, if you want to find out more about the .cpa domain and all the benefits it provides, please, please go to register.domains.cpa to find out more and then sign up for your own .cpa domain today. And remember, please, this week's sponsor is the Business Learning Institute. The BLI's Future Ready Learning Framework outlines the skills that CPAs need to thrive in the rapidly changing world of accounting and finance. That framework is all about gaining and maintaining deep technical knowledge along with a strategic skill set. Here we're talking about strategic aptitudes that have been identified as most crucial for tomorrow's CPA. Start mastering those future-ready skills now by visiting macpa.org/future-learning-framework. And that's all I got, gang. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.